Many of you, I'm sure, will have wondered at some time or other about what would be involved in getting translations into print. What I'd like to do is to give you some brief idea of the process. I'll start with a quick overview of it as a whole, but I'll try to leave lots of time for questions. Excuse me, so that you can steer me in whichever direction you like. Two or three points at the outset. First of all, I'll be talking mainly about translation into English, but the broad principles will be probably applicable to translation into other languages and getting books published in other countries as well. The second crucial point to note is that I myself always work as a member of a team, but what I'm saying at the moment and what I will be saying is purely my own personal opinion, and nobody else with whom I am associated is to be taken as responsible for it in any way whatsoever. So, just to give you then a very quick overview of what's involved in getting a translation into print. Obviously, the first thing you need to choose your project. You can see we've gone even further back into the dark ages for this presentation. Next speaker will be using clay tablets, I believe. Now, choosing your project, two things that are likely to influence that. First of all is the question of whether you're translating for a book or a magazine. In practical terms, probably the vast majority of projects are easier to get into print in book form, actually. Just about any book publisher will be prepared to publish a book on their particular subject in translation. But many magazine publishers simply will not accept material in translation. Some will, but many won't. So a book project is probably easier for most purposes to get into print than a magazine project. Second issue is, of course, the issue of copyright permission, and you need to get onto that early because it's often very difficult, laborious, and there can be hidden problems in it. I might add also that can narrow the number of publishers that will be interested in your project, because some of the leading publishers simply don't take translations of copyright material. I personally tend, wherever possible, to translate non-copyright material, therefore. Having chosen the project, next thing to do is to find your publisher. And the simplest way to do that is to, or the most logical way to do that, is to consult Books in Print, which is available in major libraries, and probably some major bookshops may allow you to peek at it, and see what publishers have been publishing other books in that particular field recently. You want to steer clear of publishers who already have an edition of the very work you're translating, of course. That's crucial to note also. Then, having identified potential publishers, you then want to approach the publisher. That will involve three things. You'll want to send the publisher a one-page letter, no longer than a page, or it won't be read. You'll want to send the publisher a copy of your CV, and you'll also want to send the publisher a sample of your proposed translation, something like perhaps 20 pages single-spaced or something like that. You then sit and wait for the publisher to reply, which will usually take about 3 or 4 months. Publishers have huge numbers of proposals coming in each day, and it'll take you a good 3 or 4 months before you get an answer. When you get your answer, the answer will almost always be no. Seriously. Publishers accept about 1 or 2 out of every 100 proposals that come onto their desk. So your chances of getting published with one publisher are very, very small. When the answer comes back no, you then send it off to your second publisher. And you wait 3 or 4 months, and the answer comes back no again. And you simply keep on doing it. But if you keep on doing it long enough, there are so many different publishers out there that you are almost certain, no matter how awful your book is, you're almost certain to find somebody who will take it. The number of publishers, particularly in the USA, is quite amazing. The people who fail to get their stuff published fail to get it published because they don't persevere long enough, or because they run out of money for postage stamps. And even worse, both publishers could conceivably accept it, and you'd really be in the soup. So you can only send projects to one at a time. Now, assuming that you eventually do, with your last postage stamp, manage to find somebody to take the project, the publisher will then usually ask you to submit the complete manuscript. Up until now, of course, you haven't translated the whole thing. You've only translated your sample, because there's no knowing whether you'll get it into print at all. So you then frantically set to work to translate all the rest of it, write to the publisher, tell them how long it'll take. The publisher then gets your manuscript and sends it out for review, usually to two anonymous reviewers. The reviewers report back to the publisher. That takes another 3 months, usually. And the reviewers' reports may be either against publication or in favour of publication. If they're against publication, you shrug your shoulders and you go off to the next publisher on your list. If they're in favour of publication, they will always recommend changes. That's logical, that's their job. I mean, if you were a reviewer and you got sent this manuscript and you just sent it back with one line saying publish it, you wouldn't really feel you were earning your money. So the reviewers will always recommend you to make changes, and you've then got to resubmit the revised manuscript with those changes to the publisher. Now, the very classiest publishers will actually then send it out for a second lot of reviews to a couple more anonymous reviewers, and you've got to go through the whole process again. But most publishers can't afford to do that, and so often it's just one review process. Having then got the manuscript to a stage where the publisher is happy with it, then and only then do you get a contract. You then sign the contract and you then go to the stage of proofreading. And proofreading will take roughly about a year. I don't mean continuously, but the various steps of proofreading will be about a year from the time that the contract is signed until the time that the book appears in print. So differences then from day to day interpreting or translating are obvious. First of all, the time scale is enormously longer. If you set to work today to prepare a manuscript for publication, a book for publication, you'll probably get your first royalty check perhaps 6 years from now. If you're looking for a way to get rich quick, this ain't it. I don't know what is. Nothing in this room is the way to get rich quick, I'm sure. But this certainly is not it. So you're looking long range. You're planning well ahead. Secondly, the amount of work involved. The amount of work involved in it is quite huge. And you just have to plod on and on with it. It's the tortoise and the hare. For a small job, for a small race, for a short race, the hare will win every time. The longer the race is, the more chance the tortoise has of catching the hare. And for a really, really long distance race like this, the tortoise will catch the hare every time. The people who do this kind of work well are tortoises. They go slowly and steadily every day, setting aside an hour, half an hour, 2 hours, but just plodding on through thick and thin, day after day after day, slogging it out and producing material. The third difference from other kinds of work is simply a difference of permanence. This stuff, whether you like it or not, is going to be there for the rest of your life and probably for as many lives as the human race has left. So I would suggest you want to build it to last.
I'm grateful to Justice Robert Smith for helping to contextualise this talk and